for some, very difficult for most children. But that is what we ask them to do when schools perform active shooter drills. Active shooter drills take place in schools from kindergarten right on up to 12th grade. Active shooter drills, where depending on where you live, what district you're in, can be minor to extreme. I've worked in 3 different districts, all of which have done their active shooter drills differently. To say that it's something that you get used to, any educator, teacher, staff that works in a school will tell you that is a huge lie, because it doesn't. I watched a show with the last season of this series on Netflix. And they had a whole episode of an active shooter drill happening at this high school. It literally traumatized everyone, all of the students rather, and most of the staff in the show. Why? Because they had no idea whether or not it was real or not. They actually made it as real as possible. The whole premise of that episode was kids are already scared enough. Why not either tell the staff that, hey, this is going to happen at this time, so that they aren't in the same boat with the kids and can calm the kids down? And why not do it in a completely different manner? Like most of my few words, I usually catch things on my social media platforms. And active shooter drills are something that are routine. We often don't know when they will happen. We know that they're coming. We know we have to have one at the beginning of school. We know that there's another one around the holidays, and then another one around either before or after our spring break. We know these things. Just like we know we have to do hurricane drills. And if you live in tornado country, that's what I would call it, you do tornado drills. These are things that, those are things that you get used to, because you know that there's going to be a hurricane season just like there's tornado season, and that is something that we know yearly happens. However, active shooter is the most random and most scary thing. Now, add doing an active shooter drill on top of COVID-19. Add doing a hurricane or a tornado drill on top of COVID-19. And my educators and my teachers will understand exactly what I'm talking about. You see it right in front of your face while you're listening. Yeah. I don't know. know if the people who are demanding that everything go back to complete normal, I don't know if they're not looking at the numbers. I don't know if they have children that are in a regular public school. Probably not. I don't know if they've ever had family members who are educators or teachers or friends who can give them a little bit of insight on what a day looks like, especially a day where a drill is happening. It is not an easy thing. I'm the media specialist and have been in the three districts that I worked, two elementary, one high school. And something that I always do at the very beginning, within the first 2 weeks of school, I personally make sure that my students know where we are, what we do for drills. Because at any time, they could be with me. And what happens in the media center is completely different than what happens in the classroom, etc. So I have to explain it in the most gentle way to babies who are just starting school right on up. My high schoolers understood it because they'd been through this. However, it was never easy. Even with my high schoolers, I remember 1 year having an active shooter drill, and I had no idea whether it was real or not. And my kids were nervous. My kids were scared. And oftentimes, kids that are nervous and scared talk a little bit more. So it's very difficult to get them to stop talking. And again, add COVID-19 on top of that. As difficult as it is already, as much as we want to be back inside the classrooms and in our normality, we know, as well as parents and others in the community know, that right now it's not safe. If you don't work in education, take a moment and think of the last time that your job did an active shooter drill. If your job hasn't, then think back to when you were in school and you had to do it. Now, add on your anxieties and what you know for a fact about COVID-19. That's just a few words.